Genesis chapter 3. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Why you must be born again. Are we there? Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Man is created. Man is given instruction. Listen carefully, because this message is not in any bookshop. This message is not preached in any denominational church. Then, Pastor Moses, how you take it? I got it through the voice of the seventh angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, but in the days, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has revealed to his servant the prophet. You know where I got it now? I heard the voice of the seventh angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 1, Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. That means he was smart. Smarter than every other beast, until he was such an upright animal that he could talk to human beings and even, you know, confuse them. Very subtle, very subtle, smart, cunning. Now watch something here. Praise the Lord. When we shall be reading, I don't want to forget this point. When we shall be reading, you will discover that when God was, he cursed Adam, cursed the woman, cursed the serpent, but when it reached Adam, he cursed the ground for his sake. Now he said, in sweat you will now till the ground and eat it with thorns and thistles. Now, that simply means, we should ask our question now, how was Adam eaten before? That means that serpent was the animal that God created to be his servant. And that's what made him to be so close to that family. And that's why he was the best person for Satan to use. Okay, if you like, think, if you like. No, think. I'm telling you by the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, something inside of you will be saying amen, amen, amen. If you are a goat, praise the Lord. In the church of Jesus Christ, there are sheep and goats. Eh? In the church of Jesus Christ, he said it now. He said he will separate the sheep from the goat. Why? Why? Hallelujah. And there are characteristics for us to know who is a goat and who is a sheep. When a true child of God, you speak to him the deep things of the scripture and he's confused, he will not argue with you. He will hold it and go back prayerfully and confirm. And confirm, search. But when you meet a goat, immediately headbutt. They are the ones that will say but. They act before they think. They will resist before they think. But when you meet those who are filled with the Holy Ghost, how does a sheep cry? Amen, 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 amen. Everything you say, amen, amen, amen. Will you believe him? Amen, amen, amen. That's a sheep. That's a sheep. Not a goat. That's a sheep. Well, I'm not saying you should accept all I'm saying. But I'm saying if the Holy Ghost is giving you a witness, accept it. Open your heart wider. Praise the Lord. Because this is the doctrine that establishes why you must be born again. You must be born again. I'm reading on. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, hallelujah, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? God has spoken. An animal is coming to question, did God say? It's written clearly in the Bible. A preacher will come and say, no. It doesn't matter. So you know their origin now. Yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree, of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. So that those of you who say, He didn't enter. We were only touching. Now touch with a touch. He said you should not even touch it. Okay, let me go. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, he shall not surely die. See, devil. God has said something. You are saying God is wrong. Verse 5. For God doth know, the serpent is still talking, that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, was good for what? Was good for what? For food. And that it was pleasant to the eyes. To the eyes. Pleasant to the eyes. And a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. After they ate, they now knew they were naked. As long as they didn't eat before, they didn't know they were naked. But as soon as they ate, their eyes opened. Then they knew that they were naked. Even till today, a young girl that knows nothing about sex, the way she waka, she could play anyhow, play anyhow, play anyhow, play anyhow. But the day she eats, from that day, anywhere she sit down, like another person, no conscious. Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. That is true. Once every true child of God till today, that tree, they still a chop ammo up till now. Don't think that in history. That tree, they still a chop am till now. Till now. And anytime any true seed of God defile himself, defile herself by eating that fruit, you know your peace departs from you. You know you are confused. You are not yourself anymore. You free yourself to go to church if the church you are attending is a living church. I say if it is a living church. It not be every church in the fear to go. But where you know God's presence is there and you commit like that, you go chop. What did they say make you not chop? Peace will depart from you because the glory will leave you. Okay, let me read on. Verse 8. And verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard that voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Verse 11 is very interesting. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, now, passing the buck. Which is what every time we do. They catch you on top of somebody's wife. You say, na devil, na devil, na devil, na devil. They catch you for beer parlor. Na devil, na devil, na devil. You think something, they catch you, say, na devil, na devil. And the man said, verse 12, the woman who thou gave this to be with me, oh, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, and the serpent, oh, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I want you to note verse 14, that when it came to the turn of serpents, God did not ask serpent anything. His own was judgment straight. Why? And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because his own judgment straight, thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turneth every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That is the story of the fall of man. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Let's just catch something here. Verse 15 to verse 17. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. There are three trees in the Garden of Eden. The natural trees, you can eat of any of them. There is again the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there is the tree of life. Praise the Lord. But these other second and third types of trees there in that same garden, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were not literal trees. They were two laws of God in the garden. Symbolic language again used here. The word eat. That is where so many people are getting confused. But one thing about the Bible is He has not left us confused in anything. He will leave a key somewhere. That's why I love the Bible. He will leave a key somewhere. How are we able to know that the Gentile church age will last 7 years? Seven ages? He left keys in the Bible for us to confirm that. How do we know that it will last for 2,000 years? He left keys in the Bible for us to know that the Gentile age that we are in now, from when the gospel came, or rather when they rejected the gospel, and we see that clearly in Acts chapter 13, they turned to the Gentiles. From that time that they rejected Christ, it was going to stay with the Gentiles for 2,000 years. We have a key to that in the Bible. When in Daniel chapter 9, he gave him 70 weeks that he would deal with the nation of Israel. We have keys in the Bible to know that there are not 70 weeks of 7 days in a week, but there were 70 weeks of 7 years per week. We have keys in the Bible. And so when you see the word eat, where do we get the key? The key is in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 20. It says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. It's describing how an adulterous woman behaves. She eateth and wiped her mouth and said, I have done no wickedness. If this does not give you a key, I don't know what else will give you key. It says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipeth her mouth and says what? I have done no wickedness. I've not done any bad thing. What he's saying there is, hallelujah, an adulterous woman, we go out and sleep with somebody and come around and the husband will never know just looking at her. Amen. Where are you coming from, honey? I'm just from work. From work, I branch market. So from market, go slow, too much. Meanwhile, she go eat. Church, I want you to note something very, very important. Amen. Of all the creatures in the creation, the creatures that God created, the man and the animal, He created a male and female. Of God's creation of male and female, it is only the female that has two mouths that she eats from. She has two mouths that she eats from. One is up, the other one is down.